Hilchos Chol HaMoed is extremely important, and I once noticed through history there were times when people were very makpid Chol HaMoed, and there were times it was just like totally not observed. What happened is the Jew, when after the Holocaust we came to America, things are so different. People don't realize it's so simple to keep Hilchos Chol HaMoed. It's not difficult. It's just the lack of knowledge. It's not something, you know, certain things are difficult. Chol HaMoed is not difficult. You know, certain people are allowed to work, certain people are not allowed to work. Well, depending really. So, Chol HaMoed means the days between, let's say, Sukkot. The first day is Yom Tov. We have on Chitzor the first 2 days, and the last two in between. What would you call that in English?
Intermediate
days, which is and Pesach also. We have the first 2 days and the second 2 days and intermediate days, where you're allowed to do many things, but many things you're not allowed to do. Now, in the Rishonim, it's a huge machoikis. Anyone who learns Daf Yomi knows that Rashi's opinion is Chol HaMoed is an Issa D'Oraisa. It's not an episode of the Rabbanim. Rashi and Ramban, many Rishonim, hold a Chol HaMoed. You do something Chol HaMoed, you're even Issa D'Oraisa. Very, very interesting. Interesting is about Rashi's opinion. And Rashi holds that it's the Torah gave it over to the Rabbanim. They should decide what is Osir, what is Mutter. It's not like Hilchos Shabbos, where it's a Lucha Moshe Messina, the 39 Melochas. Shabbos is 39 Melochas. You're not allowed to plow, you're not allowed to sow, you're not allowed to cut. These are all, we learned it from Mishkin, but it's really a Lucha Moshe Messina. Here, the Hashem said to the Chachomim, I want you to decide what is right and what is wrong. We have one, the Ram says, Yom Kippur also that way. The Ram's opinion is that you're not allowed to wash Yom Kippur, you're not allowed to eat, drink, bathe, sicha, and the Ram learns that bathing, it says in the Mishnah, that kala is allowed to wash your face. So if it's a draisa, how could it? So he learns that that is given to the Rabbanim to tell us what's right and what's wrong. But Rashi Shita is that way. Rashi learns it's an Esser, if you notice enough, you hear me. Rashi learns Esser means it's not a prohibition, it's a positive thing. I'm telling you, watch the days, intermediate days. The Rambam learns it's strictly a Drabbanan. The Rambam holds clearly it's a Drabbanan. It's very interesting to also to note, especially for Chabad people, that entire world, I said, I don't know about the Rida Svardim, but the entire world, the Chassidim and the Ashkenazim, we say Mikure Kodesh on Chol HaMoed too, on Shemen Esra. Yontav, how do you say? And the Shemen Esra, and Kiddush, and let me just take Musaf, that's the main Afkimina. He says, as Yointoiv, Mikke Kiddush Azeh. And Chol HaMoed, the Rav says to take out the word Yointoiv to say Yoin. And it's a big talk. Mishtabrin has a big question, he brings the Shulchan Aruch Rav, and he says, others disagree. Of the whole that is from the Rav seems to say there is no chiyuv to eat and drink Chol HaMoed. That's what it seems. Others in Madai from the Rambam, there is a chiyuv to drink. The Ari Shoinim who say if you get Yala V'yuva on the Chol HaMoed days, you have to be benched. We don't pass them that way. We pass in if you ate it in the intermediate days, you sat down, you washed, you ate bread. If you got to say Yala V'yuva, it's okay. There are opinions that it's not okay because they hold you must eat a meal. But everyone agrees that you're supposed to have Chol HaMoed, a more chashuv meal. You got to treat it. Chassidim, I think Chabad too, right? All Chassidim wear big diyantiv on Chol HaMoed. Right. This is across the board all Chassidim. And big the Shabbos. Like I wear Shtram, it's we call big the Shabbos. And what I do find, when people wear Shabbos clothing, it reminds them it's not a weekday. If you come in with your jeans, you forget about Chol HaMoed is. If you come in with your Shabbos clothing, you remember it's not a regular weekday. Okay, so let's read the Mechaber. Chol HaMoed, Usar Mekzas Meluchas, certain Meluchas is also, Emita B'Mekzusam, certain is okay. Pitzorich HaInyan, Sheinelech HaChomem, Lahatir. Some learned the Muhal that Sadraisa and the Rabban were the ones who decided which is okay, which is not okay. So how are we going to see later? I don't want to get the list, but I want to say over a frightening Yerushalma. The Yerushalma says, you know the Yerushalma, that's the Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi says that if there would be people with me, I would tell people to go to work, Chol HaMoed. How can you get us? Why? The whole Chol HaMoed is made to get learn and daven and get closer to Hashem. And we take Chol HaMoed and we party and we don't learn and we go Disneyland and the Gulas. What? Might as well go to work. That's what Yerushalmi says. That what we do nowadays is nuts, not. So you're at home, make a barbecue. Well, I'm just saying what the Yerushalmi says. The Yerushalmi does make I know this is a touchy Shalom Bayis problem. I lived through that. Okay. Okay, now let's learn the next sif. Simon. Gilech b'chol HaMoed. To take a haircut or to shave in Chol HaMoed. First of all, mitzvah legalech b'erev yantuf. There's a mitzvah to take a haircut erev yantuf. You know, there is a raivet, I wrote down in my Mishnah Berurah at home, that holds that to take a haircut erev yantuf is a draisa. Very interesting raivet. To look good a yantuf and Chol HaMoed is a draisa. You kind of walk into yantuf looking the way you would go to a wedding tonight. You know what I'm saying? That's how you can. You know, I once had someone, Yontov, and I said, you look like an oval. What happened? And then, like an oval. And, you know, he's a clean-shaven guy, and Yontov is a Pesach. And he says, are you a guy? And he says, no, I forgot to shave. There's no excuse. I told him, you got to, Yontov, you had a treat, like you're going to a wedding. If he had been telling you, he would have gone to a wedding, he wouldn't have forgotten to shave. You know what I mean? There's a mitzvah to, the Mechaber says, mitzvah legalach. You have to take to look well for yontif. Now, let me explain something. Min Abdin, you were allowed to, let me explain this clearly. The Rishonim all say that an Chol HaMoed, theoretically you're allowed to shave and take a haircut. Why? Because it's Tzorech HaMoed. And it's not a Meleches Uman. Let me explain something. Something that you need for the Chag, and it's not a professional job, you're allowed to do Chol HaMoed. To look good is a Tzorech HaMoed. There is a restriction that holds it's more than Tzorech HaMoed. It's like eating. You should look good, to look good. But the Ritter, the old bring the Ritter holds it's called the Tzorech HaMoed. The reason that Rabbanim did not allow you to take a haircut in Chol HaMoed, we didn't want you to come into Chol HaMoed kishim menuvel. Menuvel means disgusting. Not shaven, not look good. The best marshal is the people who shave. You know what I mean? So, you know, even if you have a nice beard, but if you don't take care, but normally you cut off, you don't look good. So Chazal didn't, people are that way. Erev Yontov were busy, look, Erev. Erev Pesach, you're extremely busy. Erev Sukkot, there's plenty of busy. You know, especially you have a family. We're very busy. So, you know, you say, you know what? Chol HaMoed, I'll take a haircut. I'll take a shave. I didn't want. So they didn't allow you to take a shave and a haircut and Chol HaMoed. We wanted you to come into Yontov representable. So that's what you're not allowed to do with a goy, the Rishonim say. Because, maybe a goy should give me a haircut. Because certain things will make. No, we want you to come into Yontov looking good. So that's why you're not allowed to take a haircut. Now, you know what Chassam Sofer says? Sofer says a very, very interesting thing in the Tshuva. Sofer says, according to Rasha, that learns it was given over to the Rabbanim to decide what's right and wrong. So if you took a haircut, even you do the Tzorech HaMoed, you're even Nisra D'Raisa. It's a very, very powerful Chassam Sofer. You understand? Since it was given to the Rabbanah, now the Rabbanah says, we don't want you to shave Chol HaMoed. Take a haircut. Even though I'm doing it, We're going to want to do it to look great. But then once the Rabbanan forbade it, so then it becomes an Issa D'Raisa. So now the Mechaber says, Ili Migalchan B'moyed. These are the ones that are taking shape. I mean, it's a Mishnah. This is an important thing. There is a Rabbeini Tam Shitta that says, if I took a haircut Erev Yontov, I'm allowed to take a haircut Erev Yontov because I did what I could do. Right. But no one passes that way. We only pull out this Rabbeini Tam when there's a real, real great need. So we passkin like Mechaber passkin like all the Rishonim, even if I took a haircut. Now this is very important for people who shave. They took a shave Erev Yontov. Now it comes Chol HaMoed. It's a 3 days beard. He wants to shave it off. You'll be not allowed to. You don't say that since you did it Erev Yontov. So someone asked the Chassam Sofer and the Tshuva. He says, but it looks terrible. What kind of a Kovid Yontov to walk around the 3 day Trey to Star? What? Trey to Star, the 3 day. But it's something that gets looking back. He says, that's the Kovid Yontov that you don't shave. That he shows you respect. Chassam Sofer explains, you are showing respect for the Chag by not shaving. Interesting how the observer explains it. So he says, these are nice. The filler who unis erev yontov, and the kachlo gitre yontov, and the galach meoid. The idea of mishur choyin is trapa meoid. Even if you are an oinis something, you couldn't do it. The Gemara says, Moshe, he lost something. He lost an aveda. He couldn't take a haircut. He was with his child in the emergency room. I once had someone ask me that. It was a whole erev yontov. He's with one of his children in the emergency room. Didn't have a chance. Doesn't make a difference. Chazal said, you're not allowed to take because the Gemara will soon see why. Because most people don't know why you didn't take you're going to come into shul the first 2 days yontov, and then when you see you take a haircut on Chol HaMoed or a shave, people are going to say, what is this? They're not going to know that your child, we are registering with your child. So Chazal answered everything. Okay. Then he goes on to Mechaber, the Ilim Megalchem B'moyed. Mish Yutzim Beis HaShviyah. He came out of captivity. He came out Erev Yontov from captivity. Mish Yutzim Beis HaSirim. He came out from the jail. That's a big chiddush the Mechaber says. It's based on the Gemara. He was in the jail. You know, from this Gemara is a riot. There was a jail system. You know, historians are busy, and I once saw a whole article, and I was surprised they didn't bring this riot. This riot is Rashi Masechtas Psuchim. There's a Rambam. There was such a thing as a jail system amongst the Jewish people. The guy was a molester. A guy was hitting people. A guy was stealing. They would sometimes give Marcus Marders, and sometimes they would lock him up. Usually, the punishment was Marcus Mardus. Marcus Mardus means caning. What we call in, I forgot which country that is, you cane him and there's law and signal point. There was law and order. You know what I mean? But it says that he was in a Jewish jail and they would have let him take a haircut there, Yonta. He didn't. You know why he didn't? He was depressed. So that, you know, he's in jail. It's not a
walk in the park.
Yeah, it's not a walk in the park. Even American jails, with all the rights. I went to visit in the jails, and I see it is it's just terrible. Anyway, so it's called Yilautu. V'chein hamanida shetir loy berego. Hamanida means a guy was a chedem. A chedem, excommunication. And they put a guy in excommunication, so he's not allowed to shave, he's not allowed to wash his clothing. So on Chol HaMoed, he came and he undone it. He asked forgiveness. You know, but he doesn't want to give a get, or he didn't pay his loans, or whatever he did, Chol HaMoed, he came to ask forgiveness. So they undone his excommunication. So then he's allowed to take a haircut on Chol HaMoed. It's a big chiddush, because we tell him, hello, you could have done an Erev Yontov, you could have apologized. Doesn't make a difference. Erev Yontov, he was in his mood, he didn't. So now he did, you can take a haircut. He says, he made a neder, now he made a vow not to take a haircut. I don't know why, this was quite common in times of Chazal, people would take vows not to take a haircut. I don't see that nowadays. Anyways, people took upon themselves to. So he says, And Yom Tov, you ask the Chochem. You know how you can undo a vow? You go in front of a Talmud Chochem for three people, they know how to undo it. So then, all this is, if you came in Chalamoy, you're allowed to, if you did in Chalamoy, you're allowed to hear. Chalabu, Mabinina Sayyam, Chalamoy. He arrived on a boat, Chalamoy. I always joke about this, and I say, we have the, we know exactly when the plane is going to land. Right, I just came back from New York from my grandson. So my wife was waiting at the airport, and I didn't come off the plane. And she was so agitated; it took 15 minutes. So I said, the other plane was blocking; they couldn't get the thing. By us, 15 minutes. When they came with the boats, they had no idea when they could come. My mother says for 2 days her family was waiting when they came in 1948. Wow. 2 days they were waiting at the dock. They had already ways to relay, so they said it's going to either arrive Sunday or Monday. That's how much you didn't know. We are, if the plane is late 10 minutes, we live an incredible. Okay, so he says, Chanabu Medina Siyam Chalamoyt, Oy Shibu, Be'erav Regu, Lahoyu, Shus Yonaka, he arrived, Erev Yom Tov, there's no time to take it. Yishla, you, now this comes a very interesting aloha of Oisai. But you're only allowed to, if you arrive, Chalamoy, if you left, let me start explaining this whole aloha. If you live in Eretz Yisrael, you're not allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael unless you're looking for, you don't have panosa, even visiting. You're not allowed to go touring if you leave Eretz Yisrael. People don't know this. If you live in Eretz Yisrael, I want to go see Disneyland. An Israeli is not allowed to. He wants to visit family, that's okay. Wants to visit his friends, that's okay. But if he's coming here just to go touring Disneyland and just a touring, you're not allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael. So if a guy left for Parnassa, he's allowed to. For wedding, he's allowed to Dvar Mitzvah. So if he left before Yom Tov and he didn't arrive till Chalamoid, so he leaving Eretz Yisrael was a mitzvah, so if you're Chalamoid, you're allowed to take a haircut. But if you left just for go touring, the guy wants to go touring America, so you were not allowed to. So now, even though you landed on Chalamoid with the boat, you're not allowed to take a haircut, since the leaving was a Dvar Aveda. Interesting thing. This is a Yerushalmi. As a soul, just for touring?
No, but if he didn't leave for touring, then you...
Then if he left, he landed, the boat landed in Chalamoy, then you tell him to take a haircut. Because he arrived in Chalamoy. You follow? I'll tell you an interesting story when I was very young.
What's the difference between, if you can't take it on, you couldn't take it on Arab Yom
Tov? Yeah, the boat. It was a boat. There was no way we were here.
Oh, I see.
It's not like our cruise and we have a swimming pool and we have everything.
Yeah.
That's a whole different...
Different boat.
Yeah, it was well said. It was a whole different boat. You were happy that you arrived. That's why you're happy. I want to explain this. Look, it's very interesting that the first time I was in Eretz Yisrael, and I remember who it was. I was in a Sharut with someone. This goes back a long time. And he tells me, since I'm an American, came to Eretz Yisrael, never left Eretz Yisrael, even for a wedding, my sister got there. I happened to have a Mishtabur Chelik Vav because it was Elul time. I said to him, I don't know where you took that from. I showed him the Shulchan Aruch. It says if you go for the wedding, you're allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael. If you go, just go touring, you're not allowed to. So if you leave, I don't want to go into this. It's a great length if why people do leave and they're allowed to leave. So that's a whole separate question about this.
Unless you're visiting.
Right, well said.
In Israel.
You right. Well, very well said. Well said. Many people go to Turkey, people go to... if you're not going only for vacation, you're not allowed to go. You're right.
Maybe you might know this is not on the subject, but what's the Kabbalistic insight on Holocaust?
You don't need Kabbalistic. You know what the Gemara says? Dovid the Melech says you have to run away when Shaul is chasing Dovid. Shaul was chasing Dovid. And he ran to the borders of Israel, and he had to cross the border. He said that it's almost like worshipping idols, because in Israel you feel much closer to Hashem. And Chitz Uretz, we don't feel so close. Me, unfortunately, David the Melech was so, that's the word in English, traumatized with this. The fact is that I have to live outside because Eretz Yisrael is the place where we get closer to Hashem. That's a fact. Okay. There's a famous Shulchan Aruch Rav, always quote, which very rarely does the Shulchan Aruch Rav bring Kabbalistic ideas. And he says, in the beginning of the Shulchan Aruch, that it takes, in Chitz Uretz, we have to have 2 days, because it takes 2 days the Kedusha of Yom Tov to settle into. And but in Eretz Yisrael, the Kedusha is so high, it's just 1 day you absorb the Kedusha. It's famous, you know where it says it, famous now. Okay. So, Sug de Mechabavata. So that's what he's saying. Yishlo Yitzumere Chitz Uretz Letayl. Time is just for touring, like you just said, for vacation. Even though you're allowed to take a haircut, but don't do it in public. That means a person who came out of the boat, do a bit sinner. Now, there's another, this is a very common question. I just had this, someone just literally just text me this question. Asked me that her twins are becoming 3 years old, I think, right after Yom Tov. But her in-laws are going to come. They want to make the, you know, Ashkenazim, we make a big thing about a haircut. So she wants to know, can she do a Chol HaMoed? I said, you're allowed to take a haircut. That's a separate issue. You're allowed to give a child a haircut who everyone agrees a tenet shal yeh lechenech ilaut, even holds even to the bar mitzvah. Because the child it doesn't have the chiyuv shel ikunis b'moed kishi menuvo. Understand the child, you know, we dress our children to where your wife's taste is. The child couldn't care less if the dress is nice. So the age of who knows what, or the pants matches the shirt or not. You know what I mean? The child is a child. So we paskin that a child at least shall give lechanef for sure. Other person won't even give lechanef. So you're allowed to make a how you say upsherenish, you know?
Because the child is not aware of.
Child doesn't have mitzvah. What does he know? So, but maybe you're allowed to give him a haircut on Chol HaMoed. Okay. Yeah, people do it, yeah. So the oval, that's the next machaber. So this is Vav. You're allowed to give a child a haircut on Chol HaMoed. Then he says, yeah, Shara also, but everything should take it Chalabi Bitsina. Yeah, but no, but the Ramu says the kutn is a preferes yeshura. Sorry, the kutn is a preferes yeshura because he's a child. No one's going to make a mistake. Talking about the other ones is a bit sinner. A child is in preferes. So today they make a whole party. I don't know Chabad makes. My neighborhood became a new shtick that you have to give a haircut. You have to have a big barbecue. Chabad also do such a big shtick. I don't know. I grew up made nothing. Met de geder, that's it. Ze zijn allebei bezig met peklig. Honey, exactly. That's why, you know, that's just the minig, this old minig. The tray looks like they're not yotze with this minig. Okay. So the mechaber, uvo, this is a mishnah, shechal shvi'i shaloi, zayin. You know, let me explain, this happens. This could happen when, by us in the calendar, when Shabbos is erev. Shabbos could be Erev Yom Tov. You know, Pesach, and twice in 19 years, it comes out that Shabbos is Erev Yom Tov. So what happens? The Uvul, his seventh day was Shabbos, so he couldn't take a haircut Shabbos. And it's beginning Yom Tov now. So he didn't take a haircut before Yom Tov, 7 days before he was an Uvul. And the seventh day was Shabbos Erev Yom Tov. So now he's allowed to take a haircut on Yom Tov because he couldn't take before, obviously. Person who converted. The minig was to take a haircut once you do tshuva. The galach mita le galach b'moyed. You're not taking a haircut b'moyed. Chalamoid, we're talking about Chalamoid. You know, I want to quickly say, we don't have this, but the times of the Rishonim, this was a real problem. There are many people of persecution that would shmad themselves. It was a big question. Kibitzar of Raminyan, Atzar of Raminyan. It wasn't so so simple, this. Okay. Sugdim Chabaches. Kol Udan Mitter.
So you said it's the seventh day of his.
Avelis comes out Shabbos, which is Erev Yom Tov, so you're allowed to take a haircut Chalamoy, because he couldn't do it before. So he says, Kal Uda Mitter Little Sufa B'Chalamoy. You're allowed to cut your mustache. No. Mitter Little Sufa. No. Oh, yeah, but the thing is, everyone agrees you're allowed to cut your mustache in Chalamoid. It used to be very big paid that you cut your mustache all the time. It was in the times of Shulchan Aruch, it was very, very marked. If no one had a mustache, it was just considered disgusting if your mustache went over your lips. They were extremely marked now to have that.
It's so, not like that now, is it?
Well, people, but you're allowed to, even though you're not marked, but you're allowed to cut your mustache in Chala Moed, because even if you cut it before Moed, it's annoying, so you're allowed to, the Gemara says, cut your mustache.
Sorry, if the first day of Moed, falls on Shabbos, Erev Shabbos, perhaps Shabbos, the first day, he can't cut his...
For first days, if the seventh day turns out to be Erev Yom Tov, although the seventh day coming to Erev Yom Tov, it was a weekday, he could have taken a haircut Erev Yom Tov. Why didn't he take a haircut Erev Yom Tov? No, the Yom Tov pushes away a veil.
Okay.
So why didn't he take a haircut Erev Yom Tov?
Erev Yom Tov pushes away the veil.
The Yom Tov pushes away the veil, you're allowed to take a haircut Erev Yom Tov. But Yom Tov pushes it away. Yeah, it takes away Shloshim Tov. But then. It pushes away Shiva. So let's move on. So he says, "Kolam itali to sufa b'cholamoid, afir b'feresia, publicly." Then he says, "Mita lucha v'lisik roish b'moy abishemesh sarim zepsikre gilach." You're allowed to comb your hair, even though for sure you're going to rip out hair. Cholamoid, there is no iser of psik reisha. You know what psik reisha means? You know Shabbos, I'm not allowed to do something. I know for sure something is going to come out. I'm not going to take a chair or drag it in the backyard. It would make you groove. The famous question is, can I walk by a house where the light is going to go on? If you know it works well, that's a psikresha. That's not so simple, but that goes in that category. Chalamoy, that problem doesn't apply. So you're allowed to comb your hair, even though you know for sure your hair is going to rip out. The Gemara has another case. You're allowed to comb an animal, the hair on that, even though for sure by combing you rip out hair. Chalamoy, there is no is of secretion. Okay, that's simple. He says, okay, then he says other also things that, you know, if a person has, you know, he has to cut his hair. The big question the girls ask, if they're allowed to shave the legs. Now, if they didn't shave it Erev Yom Tov, there's no really, they should shave it Erev Yom Tov. But if a lady has to go to the mikveh, and they're, you know, on Chalamoy, and they do it right before, then she's allowed to. Then she's allowed to shave her legs, you know, that's okay.
Only for going to
make. Otherwise, she should have done Erev Yom Tov. They don't do it every day, you don't shave your legs every day. They shave it, you know. But if they're going to the mikvah, everyone agrees you're allowed to. So the Machaba, mit the little bit serpentine, bein diya bein drega masai. You're allowed to cut your nails al chalamoid. That's on the Machaba hose. Comes the Ramah, Aviyash Machmiri ba'asrim. Our minig is, you're not allowed to cut your nails in Chalamoid. Do you know why the Mechaikas is? Then the Rishonim have the Mechaikas because nails, even though you cut off Erev Yom Tov, it grows. So you need a new cutting in Chalamoid. You follow? Some say that, some say, if I could cut my nails Chalamoid, no one will take care of Erev Yom Tov. They'll come into Yom Tov with long nails. Yeah, you notice that people have long nails, it looks disgusting. Just like, and that's why the minig is not to cut. But if you cut it out of Yom Tov, the nails, then you could cut your nails in Chalamoid. But you sell me on the Rebbein Tam. Because since nails is a machlokes anyways, so again, the bottom line is, nails we don't cut on Chalamoid. But if you cut it out of Yom Tov, you'll have to cut it in Chalamoid. Okay? So just it's not a nice thing to do it because by Shabbos it's going to grow.
So what day is you not cutting?
You should cut it Thursday or Friday.
What about Monday, Tuesday?
You're allowed to. There's no Issa. It's just not a covered Shabbos because by Shabbos, Friday, you're not going to have enough to cut.
You can cut it on Thursday also.
No, even Thursday, you have to. You should look fresh, cut nails for Shabbos. You know, the truth is, I want to tell you something. I don't make such a big fuss about this. You have to remember how it used to be in the good old days. In good old days, people have dirty hands. It was greasy. You barely clean your hands. Today, who has dirty hands? Honestly.
But the reasons aren't for the cleanliness. I mean, per se.
Better to look, no.
Are in effect today, right?
Like what, cutting the nails?
Yeah.
Yeah, the cutting the nails, it looks good, clean. But to say a guy cut it 2 days earlier, and you never notice people. Yeah. But, that, you know, that's why. I always give the explanation. A lady has to do chafifa. Chafifa should take an hour. There's nothing today what a woman can do for an hour. But a lady goes to the mikveh, she has to clean herself very well. First she goes to the shower and clean herself very well, comb her hair. All that, the Gemara Shechamuch should take an hour. There's not, today, everyone is always clean. Everyone showers almost every second day or every day. You know, what is there to clean? It's not like, you know, you sat in a scrub. You know, people are professional. A lady in my community is a professional painter. You know, she draws. She has to go to mikveh. It's a big thing. You know what I mean? Because a painter doesn't want to use gloves. She once told me, explained to me. You don't get the movement of the brush. No, I'm cutting nails, isn't it? I'm not aware of it. Well, like a tchila, we're machmet to take it off. All the mikvahs have a special remover, these stain removers. Yeah, if it's yeah, sometimes it doesn't come off, but every we say it's okay. So you got to make one. But we try to take it off. We do try to take it off. I have people have called me from the mikvah. Tries this, tries that, doesn't come off. Certain, you know, paints, you know, are much harder to come off. Certain. Okay. As a surgeon, I don't know. I've been asked this more than once. They mark something on the body when they do a surgery, right?
Yes.
And that sometimes is very difficult to come off. A woman complained. Well, you have to try your best. Nothing comes off. Then you're allowed to. That's a whole arichas hilchas chatzitza. Because we paskin me'ikar adin if there's no mamoshes. Moshes means no. I say name substance. It's just a stain. Me'ikar adin mi paskin is not a chatzitza. It's a machlekes, but we make it. So we try everything in the world to take it off. Okay, let's move on to Boisai. The Machaber then says, the Drumu says, v'asrin, v'yaminig l'ach v'shalitim b'im v'sakim b'im v'spray. We don't take the nails off, but no, with the nail or with the shear. Im lo yitzurich mitzis tzvili shenotan, that unless a lady goes to the mikveh, then she's allowed to cut her nails. And just for the record, the meaning is that women do not have long nails when you go to the mikveh. Every few weeks I get a phone call from the lady in the mikveh. There's a Shulchan Aruch says, that's the minig, because we're afraid that dirt is going to be under the nail. This is a minig which is 1,000 years old. The Rashba brings this minig, and he says it's an old minig. And the Rashba lived about 800 years ago, 700 years ago. So we do know the minig is 1,000 years old, that a woman should not go to mikveh with long hair. Long nails, not hair. Nails, I'm sorry. Then Shulchan Aruch says, kol refua mitel chalamoy. All medicines. You have to go to the dentist. People have asked me this all the time. You know, I go to the dentist, Chalamoy. The dentist could be a Jew, could help you heal, even though he does a malacha, he drills, and who knows what it is. But all this is mitter Chalamoy. You pass the Chalamoy, you're allowed to go to a doctor, you're allowed to do tests, whatever it has to be done. I've been asked worse. I've been asked this yontif, where a child was not well, they couldn't figure out, and they got a specialist to look at the child. The only appointment was a yontif, and you know, the doctor didn't know how to diagnose it, and he finally got a specialist to him. If it either was going to be that day or a week later, 2 weeks later, and the doctor says, I don't know what the diagnosis is. We do need a specialist. I says, you know, just take a taxi and take him to UCLA. Got an appointment. You know. Never know what it is. Baruch Hashem turned out to be, wasn't so. But, you know, you're allowed to do that. But Chalamoid, there's no question you're allowed to go to the doctor. No question you're allowed to go to the dentist. Kol refuah is mitter. All healings. Even though you're doing a malocha, it's okay. All right. Now, let's learn Tuf Kif Lamed Gimel, the next sermon. I want to say something that many people are not aware. I always like to say a story over. I remember many years ago, a guy tells me that his wife is going to Israel right after Sukkot. His daughter is expecting a child, is the first grandchild. And I said, why don't you come eat by me? He says, well, my wife, a whole Chol HaMoed, made meals, frozen meals for me. A whole Chol HaMoed, she was busy. I said, I'm not sure you'll have to eat it. I looked it up and I said, it's okay. People don't know. You're not allowed to cook and bake in Chol HaMoed for after Yom Tov.
Oh, okay.
And that's what she did. Oh, Yom Chol HaMoed, he told my wife is busy preparing frozen meals. She put in 2x4s, whatever, frozen meals, and she put in. She cooked and baked for her. For him. Anyways, so in Sheikh, this is what the Sheikh Moses discussed. You're allowed to do, bake, cook, grind seeds to get flour. Only what I'm going to use on, what's his name? On Yom Tov, on Chol HaMoed. But I cannot make anything for after the Yom Tov. This is very, very important.
So why was
he wasn't. The question, but he had a tzusa. I looked up, he's a big mechalik to the Shoinim, and anyways, he was a shoygik. And shoygik, the Chaim says, it could be Mekel. He had no, I never heard of such a halacha.
She was a shoygik,
both him, not her. I can't cook. I mean, I say this in Rabban, every Yom Tov I teach in Shul, I always bring this, but people are shocked. What am I doing? I'm just cooking. Yes, you can cook for after the Yom Tov. That's what Shekhan was going to talk. That's a shoyg, I guess.
Not
yes, that makes sense. Shoyg means a mistake.
Inadvertent.
Which is okay, but if you've done it, you're allowed to eat it. Nitte, litchoin, kemich, etzerich hamoid. You're allowed to grind flour, etzerich hamoid. Even though it's a big hassle. You know, we don't even know what it means, grinding. But, you know, every house, do you know that? Every house, you see the Mishnahs and times of the Mishnah, had a mill, a Rechaim Sheyav. A mill that you grind the flour. They used to go, you went to the store, didn't get flour? Not luxury. Getting flour? Are you kidding? You went home, and you grinded it, it was up to you how fine you want the flour, how much money you had, what bread you're going to make. So, even though it's a big malacha, if you do in the moed, I'm allowed to. Mitri came to the moed. Let me explain something very, very important. We're going to learn later in Chalkas Chol HaMoed, if your intention was to do the malacha on moed, the marshal, we're going to learn later, dover of it. You know what dover of it? A loss. In Chol HaMoed, if there's a loss, you're allowed to take care of it. If you don't do it, you have lose money. You're not going to gain money, of course. You don't work, you don't earn. But there's a loss. You know what I mean? Many people, one of the things that is a big cooler, but I tell people, you could be Samech. A guy tells me, if I close down my office, I have to pay 25 people. 25 going. There's legally, it's the law. It's a credible loss. To pay 25 people for a week. He has to pay them for the first day's Yom, second of Yom. He has no way out. That's the labor laws, whatever. So if he closes down the business, so that's called dover ovid. There's many things. Let's say the lock is broken, the Mishnah says. You're allowed to fix the lock in Chol HaMoed. He says, you know what, right before Yom Tov, you know what, great, Chol HaMoed. I'm convinced my wife, Chol HaMoed, we're doing a project, we're fixing the lock. That means you're not allowed to, you're mechaven melachto b'moed. That means you cannot push it off of the moed and do it. That means if there's a lock that's broken, you're allowed to fix it. If you broke before, you got to do it before. If you did push it off to Chol HaMoed, you're not allowed to fix it. But food, I knew before Yom Tov, I'm going to need to grind flour Chol HaMoed. I'm allowed to say legitchila, even though grinding is a tough job, very difficult. I'm going to get allowed to grind the flour because that's food what I'm doing. So by food, you understand what Mr. Shulchan Aruch is saying? I'm allowed to get chiller, grind. You know, we are very lucky. I see my own wife. I'm sure many of you wives do that. They cook before Yom Tov, right? Your wife doesn't cook Chol HaMoed. Chol HaMoed, she wants to be out with the family. Because we have a freezer. We live I always joke about it. I remember asking one of my children. She was about 6 years old. I forget how old it was. She says, where do chickens come? She told me, from the freezer. That's what I decided many years ago. every 3 years when the children were young, I took them to a farm. They should see where the milk comes. They should see where the chicken comes, where the eggs. I'm asked, though, where do chickens come? What do you mean? It comes from the freezer. Okay. Anyway, Zug the Mechaba, he says, Yelaltu litchem to tzorich afile kibim rachnum amoyed, velukitz eitzim amechibba, Yelaltu chop wood for fireplace, an chalamoyed. Imagine, you go chopping wood in the woods because I need fuel, wood. Ilhat the sheikha to make beer. They should tomorrow mention soyrim, beer made of dates. For some reason, I'm not a beer maker, but beer is very big job to do. I don't know why. Anyone makes beer over here? And making beer is a huge, huge, difficult job. And Chiddush is, even though it's such a difficult thing, you're allowed to make chalamoid. You're allowed to say, I'm going to do chalamoid if I'm going to enjoy chalamoid. You're not allowed to do it. You're not allowed to make beer for after Yom Tov. You're not allowed to cook. You're not allowed to bake.
If you have some of it
unloaded, oh, he's going to talk about me. You're not allowed. I'm making beer now. I'm making bread. Chalamoid. I don't have to, you know what tzimtzum means? I don't have to figure out how many people are eating. You can eat two slices. You're going to allow to make, like all our wives, make a night of a Yom Tov a lot. But the leftover is leftover. Point is, you cannot make a lot because I really want for the weekdays. You understand? I'm allowed to make
a chava.
How do you say a chava in English? Abundance. That means you can't. You don't have to figure out. Ask everyone how much glasses of beer you're going to drink. You're going to drink. Allowed to make a nice sum, but if I'm doing twice as much as I need. That's obviously doing after. You're not allowed to do that. He says.
You make
what? Yes, for sure. You're allowed to make for the last days. The Chiddush is that you have a good question. The Mugam says, I'm allowed to do it even for the Achron Shel Yom Tov, even though it's really a weekday. See what he's pointing out, the Mugam Avram points this out. He asks, I'm allowed to do Chalamoid something. I'm allowed to do for Shvi'i Shepesach, Shvi'i Shepesach Yom Tov. Am I allowed to do it for Achron? Achron Shepesach is clearly a weekday. Yes, I'm allowed to cook and bake in Chalamoid. You understand the Chiddush? Because really, Achron Shel Pesach is Menatoyer nothing. But still, you're allowed to. He says, then the Mechaber says, he's not allowed to make a trick and say, I'm going to make a lot, and I'm going to, that you're allowed to do. He says, im yesh lo kemach lo yarem. Now, but this guy, what happens is, you know what Haruma means? There's certain times in halacha where you're allowed to make a trick. I'll give you a marshal, a heteriska. A heteriska you're allowed to make. You know what a heteriska? You give a loan to someone. The Torah says you're not allowed to give rivers. I forgive you a loan. I can't charge you interest. But there's a loophole how you could do it with this. A whole loophole. There's certain things you're allowed to. Here the Gemara says, let's say I have flour. I'm going to say to myself, you know what? I really want new flour. Really, that's full of baloney. But I just say that because I wanted the old flour to stay for after Yom Tov. If you're making a room, you're not allowed to. Or beer. He has plenty of beer. And he says, you know what? I want fresh beer. Fresh beer is not better than old beer. The Shulchan Aruch is going to say now, bread, if you have bread, but everyone knows fresh bread is better, that's true. You want to eat the fresh bread. But beer and something like that doesn't make a difference. You're not allowed to make haruma. That's a very, very interesting halacha. You're not allowed to even make haruma to make beer. Well, what is beer making? Anyone knows how to make beer? I think they just cook it, no? But it's also cooking.
Yeah, cooking.
So I'm trying to think the melucha. Lochodais is cooking. And I'm not allowed to cook it since I only want it for after Yom Tov, so I'm not allowed to do that. If you don't take care of it, that's a dover uvid, you're allowed to. That's your right. That's called a dover uvid, you're allowed to do that. Okay. It says, "Yesh alechem litchayin the pas chamu." Fresh bread is always better. Even the sheicher and mechudish udav lo yerum. And you're allowed to. So, bekitzah, we learned over here, am chalamoid You're not allowed to cook, bake, make beer for after Yom Tov. So I know it's a chiddush for most people, but you're not allowed to do that. Okay. Also, someone asked me recently, we're going to learn later this hopefully, someone asked me recently, not this Yom Tov, last Yom Tov, they want to go shopping for the baby wasn't born yet. So we Ashkenazim are very makpid, you know, the shopping for baby, but the Sfardim, they're not makpid. So he says to me, I'm a Sfardi, I'm allowed to do shopping. I says, you're not allowed to do shopping. It's, you don't have the baby yet. Yeah, when the baby's going to come, don't worry. You have both of, he's the first grandchild, don't worry. Your mother and your mother-in-law will be busy pampering the child, you don't have to worry. What do you want to ask?
Somebody, they want to break a fast. They start cooking before the fast is over to break the fast. Is that
a lot? That's okay, Paloch, it's okay. Okay. Let's learn see base. Mutter, you're allowed to. So, this is a very simple aloha. Well, you're allowed to rip out pishtim. See, I want to explain something that many people don't realize. Let's say you're walking on the street, Chol HaMoed. You pass a flower, you just rip it out. You're not allowed to do that. It's like Yom Tov. You know, people have a habit of walking, you know, grab something and just rip it. You're not allowed to do that, Chol HaMoed.
Is it for the same reason as why you're not allowed to do it on Yom
Tov? Right. Just like Yom Tov, there's no need. If there's no need for the Yom Tov right now, you're not allowed to. If you want to cut flowers to look decorate the house, that's called the Tzedek Yom Tov. You're allowed to do that. But just because, that's what the Mechshulchan Aruch is talking about in the next case. It's not so much the gay buzz. Anything that you cut must be a need for Terei Yom Tov.
So, you mean that if you can avoid Malacha, you should avoid Malacha?
Like what? Give me a Marshall. I don't have to avoid. I need it, I need it. There's no reason. I want to cut this flower. Shulchan Aruch talking, used to cut things. Either the woman used to cut pishtim. So either used to cover this, the things shouldn't go rancid, food, or they would use it. They didn't have soap and they didn't have shampoo. Looks like they used pishtim. The woman washed himself and make the bodies look prettier, glowing, whatever. Makes them look nicer. So you're allowed to rip only for that. But you can't just walk by and just rip something out on the ground.
Well, a person enjoys listening to music, so they want to play music on phone mode.
Well, that's a Tzedek HaMoed.
Okay.
That's called a Tzedek. People ask me, can the children paint? Color me mind. You know what color me mind? You have a...
Painting?
You're not allowed to. Once a child a gear lechenuch, no.
Color
me
mind can't do it.
You can't do it. I know color me mind is busy.
Because it's not the
source. But it's not tzedek. It's just a waste of time.
People
want to
watch TV.
Yeah, but you're not making a malocha. Which malocha? You're enjoying the moment then, right now. Color me mind is the time you waste, and your color, your painting. They're not enjoying. They hope at the end they get something.
And they really have a good time.
I don't understand. Can you explain what's behind this? The purpose, like where you guys are comparing watching something on TV and
see, watching TV is a question. Do I do a malocha by putting on the TV or putting on the computer? Is there malocha done? But I'm doing something that I'm music I'll enjoy right now. I am enjoying the music right now.
So that's the
crush. The color of your mind, the end of the thing, after you painted it and you find it. You're not allowed to go to a painting class.
So I think I understand because you take pleasure from it when the art
there is complete. Right now there's nothing. If I put on music, I enjoy the music right now. It's called a Tzedek HaMoed. This is really music people listen all the time. Rightfully, wrongfully, but they do. Color in mind is a way, it's too much time, you got to do something about it, our time.
I mean,
pianos is no malocha done, period. There's no malocha. No. There's no malocha. Yeah, but it doesn't say Chalamay Deshubiyosa. That doesn't answer any place. Other Rabbi, Simcha Beis Yosheva, they always played music.
Other Rabbi what?
Simcha Beis Yosheva. They play always music. There's a Mizbisim English.
What's another example other than coming home?
What else? Fishing. You go fishing in a place your wife is not going to let you eat the fish. If you go fishing to eat the fish, that's okay. You're out to. But a guy told me that he goes fishing. My wife will never let me. She's health-minded, and who knows what. So you can't go fishing.
Let's say a family goes camping for a
while. Yes, so what's wrong?
Let's say then you're going to make a campfire.
So they need the campfire to cook, to keep them. For what?
For fire. What do you mean? The kids enjoy it. Bound for fire. They want to have a fire at night. They're not cooking.
I don't know. I don't know if it's mitzvah. That's not a tzorich hamayda. I don't know how to make a tzorich.
If they enjoy it, yeah, you don't understand the
mind. That's not a. It's a romantic enjoyment. It's just, you know, I don't know. Doesn't sound right. You can't make anything that's enjoyment. You know, it's a tzorich. To cook, to eat, normally. Everything is a tzorich then. If I, the Bible is a person who loves to cook. Can I cook for after Yontif? You know, the people love to cook. You know, there are people. There are people who love to cook. Of course you're not allowed to. Eat, that's okay. If you go fishing, eat chalamid is okay. But if you go fishing knowing you throw back the fish, you know, you're not going to eat it, then catching a fish, tzeda. Exercise is not a malocha. It's okay. Shabbos, Chazal made it. It was the chol, doesn't say chol and mei. On Shabbos, you're not allowed to exercise.
Even if exercise is walking?
No, that's, yes, that most Peskim hold that walking is okay.
If you're walking
regular.
Walking,
no, you can't do that. Just a nice long walk. Okay. If you're walking with, you know, walking,
yeah.
With, that you're not allowed to. Just take a nice long walk.
No push-ups, you know.
Right.
Who's a regular walk? You can't tell. On Yom Shabbos? No one is matter. The question is, taking a long walk, it's not noticeable that it's for exercise. Can you do that?
That you can do.
There are some to be, but most of the hold in the. Since you cannot tell in my walk why I'm walking, I could be walking to Pico for bris, I could be walking to the hospital for visiting. Well, I just took a long walk and no one knows where I'm going. But if, like you said, the power walking, you put on the shoes and you put on the gear, right? The right gear, that shows that you're doing exercise that you can't do. But chalamayt doesn't apply. You're allowed to exercise, you're allowed to work out, you're allowed to jump rope.
Swimming?
So you're allowed to go swimming, chalamayt. All this is okay, chalamayt. But you know what you can't do? If you go away with the children, you can't buy a souvenir. There's no tzorich hamayid. You're not allowed to shop anything that there's no tzorich hamayid. So people always give me a hard time. That's a duvet of it because I want to tell people I was at Disneyland. You don't need swimming. There's no issa in swimming. There's really no malocha swimming. Swimming, there's no malocha. It Chazal made exer yonta. Maybe you make chubish shaitan, but they didn't make exer chalamoid. All these never chalamoid. You're allowed to swim. You're allowed to play music. You're allowed to jump.
So the gezer on chomer is not based on gezer on
yonta. No, chalamoid be aset tircha and malochus. Something is very difficult to do. We don't want you to be matriach, he said, but we can't make our own tirchas up. That's the reason the Gemara says. So that's what I'm trying to say. Chalmoid is not so difficult to keep, really, nowadays. There's just a few things you're not allowed to do. You know, it's really not.
But the mindset has to begin. That's
a malacha. Yeah. Well, that's a hatter. Doing a malacha, like a driving, we get later. Why are you allowed to drive? You're putting on a fire. Because we LA people don't know how to walk. We need a Shem Yichid walking. Stamazoi, people drive for 2 blocks. You know, it's a whole different. That's why this rest of the seat, we don't even have these things. That it's the kids. The Shulchan says you're allowed to, people who do fishing, for the Yom Tov, people catch fish. We live in a different world. We used to catch fish to bring it into the market. You know, if you know this, that this was a big thing in Europe. Not all over where they had fish. You know, people don't appreciate this. We have, do you know where our fish comes from? From Michigan, from the Great Lakes, or who knows what. I asked one time the fish to a fish grill. Where does he get the fish? He said, gets delivered by plane from Michigan. I said, what? I told him, we live in a different world. You know, I mean, they ship the fish. Imagine, goes on a plane, comes from Michigan. But those days, if you caught the fish and you sold them around the rivers, now that was the fish that you had. So the Shulchan Aruch says that a fisherman is allowed to catch berchova. A lot, because to make sure there's a... So fish, you're allowed to catch a lot, because fish, you're not always... this is not such a good fish. I don't know, it's not good to cook at Yom Tov. You know, I'm not familiar, but, you know, people go fishing would say, this is a good, this is not, so you're allowed to catch a lot of fish. It's the only thing you're allowed to catch a lot, even though for sure you're not going to eat all of them, because each fish, you're not sure, man, this is a good fish for Yom Tov. This is a cheap fish, I'm not going to use that for Yom Tov. Okay? Let me start just the next seat. You know, Chazal, washing clothing really should be mitzvah chalamoid. That seat tuf kif lamadal really should. The reason is because you need clean clothing. The Rabbanim said you're not allowed to clean your clothing in chalamoid. We don't want you to come into chalamoid with dirty clothing. Same thing. Yeah, and we're going to learn later about it. But we pass, you know, the main time is Moed over here. We'll soon see why. But everyone agrees that you're not allowed to. Even though nowadays we have so many shirts and Chazal asked to wash. This is so, well, it's so easy to keep. Or you got to do a little extra clothing. Even the shiksa, you have to stop her from washing the clothing on Chalamoed. And my neighbor is very negay because the shiksa does it all by her own. She knows that this day she does this, and you have to tell her no.
Even if it makes the job easier?
Yeah, tell her no. My house, she knows. Not chalamoid. Very simple. But you're allowed to for young children, who babies, who make everything dirty. But I have said this so often, all the gedolim agree. It's not just in Moshe. All, you're not allowed to put. People say, argue, anyways, I'm pushing the machine button to wash the baby's clothing. Might as well put my shirt in, my socks in. It's the same button. No, because the Rabbana did not want you to wash clothing, chalamoy, because I don't want you to come into the Yom Tov with dirty clothing. So this is very important. You're not allowed to wash any clothing. No laundry, chalamoy. You can't tell the shiksa, you have to stop the shiksa. So even though nowadays, I don't think I ever saw someone come into weekdays clothing and shul, ever. Because we have more, it doesn't make a difference. Once the Rabbanim mastered it, the issa stays. So one of the big problems people ask me, people come with guests, they come with children, the children aren't babies anymore, but how much clothing can I buy, bring with them? There's no heter really. Rather go buy another shirt for your child than to do laundry. This is this is one of the things which people think is mysterious nefesh. It's just not my neighborhood. It's not expensive. It's just a tircha. It's hard for my neighbor to say the expense. It's just a tircha. So really, there's no heter. No heter to have the shiksa wash clothing, and even when she's allowed to put the children, cannot put in your clothing. The only thing you're allowed to wash, the shiksa allowed to wash, is towels. Because the Mishnah says you're allowed to wash towels, even though the meaning in Shulchan Aruch time wasn't, but nowadays people change towels every day. So the reason you're allowed to wash towels is because even if you wash them prior every Yom Tov, you still need it on Yom Tov. Well, you don't change it every day. Unless something happened, you don't have enough sheets, someone stained it, a child, you know.
So it's just the clothing we wear is worthy.
Yeah, we wear it, but because I didn't want you to wash anything. It's very good what he's asking. Because you see from Tao, he's asking a very important question. Right. But he's asking, how about not things that we wear? How about a sheet? It's not the clothing. Think Chazal didn't want you to even wash the towels. Only reason the Mishnah says you're allowed to wash towels is because we change everyday towels. So you see, Mekitza, we could wait the 8 days till after Yom Tov to have the clothing washed.
But I don't understand. We went to such extent, you said that since it's Yom Tov, and they allow us to do so many things that usually we don't. You don't think would be allowed. In this case, you're saying they want us to come into Yom Tov with clean clothes.
Yes, if you could wash Chol HaMoed, you'll come in the Yom Tov with not clean clothes, and you say, I'll wash with Chol HaMoed. We want you to come with clean clothes.
They wash before and front,
no. I know, that I know, but it's, Chazal asked it still. The reason it's not enough, because we change every day. Right, but doesn't Chazal ask it this? Nope.
If you don't have clothes, it's better to buy
them. Buy, it says, all the Pesachim agree universal. No one, I looked at it so often, because so many people ask me this. Rather go buy shirts and underwear. This is very important. People have to come from, you know, visiting Yom Tov. Children come on, my children come. It's a big hassle. My daughter came with the children. Such a hassle that, you know, they're growing. They're not babies anymore.
How do people wash
it? Not allowed to let the hash it.
When you're not allowed to wear it? No, I'm not asking for permission.
Yeah, if she did it, but yeah, it could be, it's okay. But you have to stop and tell her you're not allowed to do it. This is, you know, it's amazing. This is about the only thing that is really shouldn't do, and everyone gives me a hard time.
Because it's very difficult,
because you
have to buy
everything. Yeah, no, it's not so, you know, in times of Shulchan Aruch, there were a lot worse difficult things.
They were not
excellent. Yeah, I'm saying, but that's about the only thing that keeps people, you buy extra shirts. Look, my income is limited. We managed when the children were young. Just made sure that we worked it out. You know, when you know, once you know it's asa, megetzer chamaitza. You know, once the door's closed, you figure out how to get it done. The problem is we try to make it crack. No. When I say it's no, that's the nature of humans. You make no, you'll find the nature. It'll be clean, you'll buy extra clothing, all of a sudden. Okay, we'll stop over here.